Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So for the next three shows, I think I'm going to talk a little bit about oral health. So promoting some of the dentists out there, certainly the holistic dentists that I sometimes refer patients to, because in naturopathic medicine, we always like to work collaboratively with other practitioners. So when we think about oral health, it's the connectedness of all the elements are important that make up our well-being. And through this approach, we learn how our lifestyle choices can impact our health in ways that we might not expect. And sometimes we will overlook components of this complex connections, and especially with regards to oral health. So it's really important to have a plan and protect our oral health, because it's really vital to our well-being. And certainly when I do initial intakes with patients, for example, and physical exams, it is something that I often will look at with patients and, if necessary, refer them. So let's talk about, over the next couple of weeks, a little bit about oral health. But today I wanted to talk about some specific areas that oral health can impact our general health. So, for example, the first item is even mental health. So it's a really complex relationship. For example, poor oral health and unattractive teeth can lead to low self-esteem and chronic pain. And people with depression are less likely to take care of their teeth and gums. And actually, one study found that the MRIs of people with poor oral health actually showed changes in the structure of the brain. The second item is cardiovascular disease and respiratory health. So certainly people, for example, with periodontal disease, which is the inflamed, infected gums, have two or three times the greater risk of cardiovascular issues. Sometimes in my practice, I'll do some blood work and I'll test, for example, a marker called C-reactive protein. And that gives us a sign of inflammation in the blood vessels. So certainly there can be a relationship, for example, to poor oral health, the bacteria in the mouth, because it can move to the respiratory system and potentially lead to issues from a cardiovascular and respiratory health concern. Gut health is really important. Bacteria in the mouth, for example, can enter into the intestines. So there's a positive relationship between actually having irritable bowel syndrome and periodontal disease. And even reproductive health. It's actually... I was surprised to learn that even poor oral health can lead to erectile dysfunction. And the inflammation and oxidative stress really brought on by gum disease in males can impact blood vessels, leading to reduced flow, for example, in the penis. And actually, studies have found that gum disease in women can actually increase the time it takes to conceive. So lots of different information in terms of dental health. And next week, we're going to talk about some natural ways to improve our oral health. And then we're going to talk about some stuff the following week in terms of how to address some of our oral health issues. So certainly in the meantime, if people have some questions, they want to give me a call, they can reach me at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Dr. Betty Rosendahl, she gets to the root of the problem and then she solves it. The best way to deal with her is to call and get started with a complimentary consultation. The phone number again, 905-707-2001, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. Dr. Betty, thanks for drawing attention to how important our oral health can be. Look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.